It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this day back in 1980, 44 years ago. Another Brick in the Wall, part two from Pink Floyd, starting a four-week run at number one on the singles chart. It's a song and an album that I don't think has aged extremely well. The whole Wall album is a bit of a mess as I listen to it these days. This song is fine, I guess, but not one of my favorites anymore. Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall, number one of this day back in 1980. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. SteveGruber.com or at Steve Gruber Show on X, formerly Twitter. Find me on X at Scott Bertram or ScottBertram.com. David Brownback is with us. He is the Michigan Chamber of Commerce's Business Solutions Executive, MIChamber.com, MIChamber.com. David, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Scott, good morning. Great to be with you again.
Hey, appreciate it. We're talking about Emerge Skilled. You can find it at michamber.com/emergeskilled. Kind of getting an update on how it's been going. But, you know, David, there's always new Steve Gruber Show listeners who might not know what Emerge Skilled is at all. So as we begin, tell us about Emerge Skilled. Why is it something the Michigan Chamber is involved in?
Yeah, that's a great opportunity to share with the listeners that Emerge Skilled is a easy-to-use, comprehensive platform, web-based technology that connects high school-aged and trade school-aged young adults directly with employers who are seeking entry-level talent. So it's a super sophisticated job board that has matching technology built in so that companies can build a talent pipeline with young adults that would fit those roles.
What results has the chamber seen, and more importantly, have Michigan residents seen and workers seen from Emerge Skilled since it has launched?
You know, we have been a part of the Emerge.net world since day one with Joe Bamberger and his team in the Metro Detroit area. Because of the Michigan Chamber, we wanted to go beyond just talking about workforce development and actually do something about it. And we have here in our partnership with Emerge Skilled. So since its inception, about 3 years ago, we have over 25 intermediate school districts across the state that have their students enrolled in different career clusters. We have over 150 businesses across the state and regions that create a profile, job postings, job shadows, summer internships, part-time jobs. And this is a platform for young adults to learn what those opportunities are out there after high school.
And those opportunities, are there more today than, say, there might have been, let's just use pre-pandemic. We go back, like, pre-2020. The opportunities that are out there, are there more today than there were 5 years ago?
You know, there is constant conversation about workforce development. And there is a definite need for skilled labor and those folks with experience. This platform is not filling that void. This is for entry-level talent. So there always will be a need for entry-level talent. There's always a growing need for entry-level talent. In a 10-year study that the state of Michigan released in pre-pandemic, that over 80% of great career paths do not require a 2 or 4 year college degree. So there always will be a need to connect employers with that demographic that's seeking their first job.
To that point, David Brownback from the Michigan Chamber, michamber.com, michamber.com. The need for, a 4 year graduate, college graduate, the mindset, I guess, is what I want to ask about. Has that changed in your mind, or has the chamber seen that change where people are more aware now of the opportunities for skilled labor that don't need 4 years of college necessarily?
that's always going to be a great question that young adults have with their families, and there are more ways to learn today what's available. What I mean by that is two and four-year colleges are fantastic if you're very specific on what your career path may be, but there are wonderful careers that you can start right out of high school, right out of trade school, and make significant money without having college debt to potentially be a burden for you when you're getting your career started. So, yeah, there is greater awareness on what opportunities there are for young adults who may not think college is for them.
Let me ask about the flip side, the business side. How can Emerge Skilled, again, michamber.com/emergeskilled, for business owners out there, for those looking for employees, how can Emerge Skilled help them leverage those opportunities?
And this is exactly where all employers across all industries want to get their start for developing a talent pipeline, because our goal at the Michigan Chamber and the Emerge Skilled world is to build a long-term, sustainable workforce from the bottom up. And what does that mean? EmergeNet and Emerge Skilled is designed to help students understand what they want to do, you know, get them the skills needed to do it, connect them with employers in their communities that can provide them the opportunity to get their hands wet and their feet dirty through real-life experiences. So what do? We utilize virtual and mixed reality video and automated tools for career exploration and skills building. While this system matches through different algorithms, students with opportunities close to home, so that we can train these folks and keep the talent within our communities. And most importantly, let's keep talent in Michigan. Michigan over the past several years has become a great exporter of talent, but we want to change that narrative and keep everybody here in this great state.
All right, that is David Brownback. He is the Michigan Chamber's Business Solutions Executive, and you can find out more about Emerge Skilled at michamber.com/emergeskilled, michamber.com/emergeskilled. David, thanks so much for joining us here this morning on The Steve Gruber Show.
Appreciate it, Scott. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. That is David Brownback from the Michigan Chamber at michamber.com. This portion of The Steve Gruber Show brought to you by the Michigan Chamber, of course, at michamber.com, and also The Wellness Company. That next medical crisis could be right around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where The Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company doctors here with Steve all the time on the program. The doctors, of course, medical professionals you can trust. Their new medical emergency kits, the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything with the medical emergency kit, which contains an assortment of life-saving medications and also a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of those medications. From anthrax, tick bites, COVID, even a bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is what you need to have on hand to be prepared. So go to twc.health/Gruber today to order. twc.health/Gruber. Use the promo code Gruber to save 10%. Tim Carney is up next. His new book, Family Unfriendly, on The Steve Gruber Show.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like peace of mind, knowing our lakes will be better protected by placing Line 5 in the Great Lakes Tunnel. And that we've added extra safety measures while we work to build it. Because we're committed to keeping the Great Lakes safe for generations to come. Tomorrow is on. Visit Enbridge.com/Line 5 for more information. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Get ready, Michigan. There's a new opportunity in town. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. 7 out of 10 high school seniors could get up to $27,500 over 5 years just by filling out the new and simplified FAFSA. Don't miss your chance to let the state shape like a hand give you a hand in paying for college. Check it out at mi.gov/achievement. Brought to you by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.